And so we see John baptizing in the Jordan, baptizing with water, a cleansing ceremony, a ceremony that would cleanse the people and allow them to be forgiven of their sins. We see things that we're very familiar with, the baptism of water, the confession of sins. All this is still very much a part of our church, that we should confess our sins, that we should ask to be forgiven, that we should be baptized. Why would Jesus, if he was the perfect Son of God, need to be baptized? Yes, sir. He was going to take on all their sins. But not only that, but he needed to go through the ritual in order to show that he was willing to take on that job that God had brought him into the world for. See, we believe that Jesus was wholly human. And as a wholly human being, that means that he had free will just as we have free will. Jesus could have chosen not to take on that responsibility of being the Lamb of God, of being the Son of God, of being the sacrifice for man. But being who he was, of course, willing to give himself that we might have life. Because that's what God had put him here for. He was God on earth. God was willing to put himself in flesh, be human, feel what we feel, struggle with what we struggle with, suffer with what we suffer with, understand our temptations and our limitations, and yet still love us so much that he would be willing to die on the cross. Well, we know that the story continues with Jesus ministering to people for 30-some years, being a wandering itinerant preacher. We still practice itinerancy in the Methodist Church. I go where the bishop tells me to. Hopefully it isn't too far. Hopefully I won't be going anywhere anytime soon. We serve at God's will, and Jesus served God, even though he was God. How do we understand that? I don't know that we do. You know, we talked last Sunday about it being a mystery. I don't know that I understand all the intricacies of the theology. But there is one thing I understand very well. Without Jesus and without his willingness to sacrifice himself, there would have been no Holy Spirit for me when I came to a point where I needed that Holy Spirit in my life. And so we see John baptizing with water to prepare us for that Holy Spirit, even to prepare Jesus to accept the Spirit of his ministry, just as we are prepared by baptism to accept the Spirit of Jesus into our lives. And when that Spirit comes, it sometimes comes softly and gently and over a period of time. It sometimes comes powerfully and in such a way that it transforms us like a bolt of lightning. We remember that the apostles were struck with the Holy Spirit as though by lightning after the ascension of our Lord, after he was dead, buried, resurrected, and ascended into heaven. Then his Spirit was able to come to them. Now his Spirit is able to come to us. But in order for his Spirit to come to us, we first have to be cleansed. In order to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we first have to have the baptism of water. In order to be filled with a new Spirit, we first have to be emptied of the old Spirit. In order to be filled with love, we have to be emptied of hate. In order to be filled with power, we have to be emptied of weakness. In order to be filled with him, we have to be emptied of us. We have to be willing to give up ourselves, to give ourselves into service just as he gave his whole life in service to us. We have to be willing to give our lives in service to him and in service to others. And so John prepares the way in the wilderness, crying out that one comes who he is not even worthy to tie the sandals of. And yet that one humbles himself to be baptized by John, just as everyone else was being baptized by John, to show that he was wholly human and wholly God. The heavens didn't open for anybody else. The Spirit of the Lord did not descend like a dove upon anyone else. Jesus was certainly special, but he was also very human. How do we understand that? It's beyond our human understanding to understand that he could be all of one thing and all of another. And yet we know that the promise is that he came for us. He came for each of us. Doesn't mean it won't be hard. Doesn't mean it won't be troubles. Doesn't mean the economy won't fall apart. Doesn't mean, you know, that we won't suffer and struggle and, but it does mean that he's here for us. But we cannot receive that Spirit until we're able to open ourselves to that Spirit. And so John offered the baptism of water and repentance. Repent of your sins. Ask for forgiveness. Let go of the things that you have done and the things that have been done to you and all the resentments and anger and stuff that you're holding on to, so that the Spirit of God, the Spirit of love, the Spirit of peace, the Spirit of joy can come into our hearts and fill us to overflowing in such a way that His love will flow out of us and just get all over everybody else. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the love of God all over everybody else that we meet, everybody we see, everybody we talk to, everybody we know. Sloppy, sappy, icky, yucky, ooh, love, all over everybody. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. If we love Him, if we love God, how can we not be willing to live for Him as He has died for us? Amen.